So we have the local Twin Cities media here, but we'll turn the floor over to you, and then they'll have some questions for you, all right?
All right.
All right.
Ready to roll?
Yes, sir. Ready to roll.
All right. Well, first, I just want to thank the whole Vikings organization for giving me a chance and picking me in the third round. And I'm very excited about this opportunity, and I'm going to give everything I've got to the whole Minnesota Vikings organization. I couldn't be more excited or happier to be in the place I am.
Have the Vikings said anything to you on whether they regard you as a center or a guard?
No, not exactly. I think that, a reason why they picked me, I can play either, and play either very well. So, wherever I can fit in and help the team, that's my goal, and I'm ready to come in and work.
Do you feel more natural at one or the other?
Well, I could say I feel more natural at guard just because I've played there longer. I've played guard for 4 years and center for one, but I feel like I can go in and do either at a high level.
What was the biggest learning curve moving to center last year for you?
Just, you have to be mentally on your game. Every play, or opposed to guard, you kind of rely on the center. Where center, you have to be on, you're the brains of the operation up front. And you obviously have the ball in your hands, so you got to make sure that gets to the quarterback every play. So that's a few things that are different, but it's great.
Were you at all surprised moving from guard to center that you won the Remington Award?
I've always been the backup center at Ohio State, so I've always gotten reps and, seen time there. So it wasn't a very tough transition, but, it was awesome going in there and being able to play like that and win an award like that where so many great centers have gone before me and won that.
Pat, maybe you're aware the Vikings finished last in the league in yards per carry last year in rushing. What can you do to change that?
I mean, I'm just going to come to work every day and do my best and do what I can for the team to try and make us the best offensive line in the league and try to make myself better and make my teammates better.
Pat, how much interaction did you have with the Vikings in the pre-draft process? Did you come in for a visit? You meet with them at the combine or anything like that?
Yeah, I met with them at the combine, and I came on a top 30 visit. So I had an idea that they were interested, and you could say I had a lot of pre-draft activity with them.
The Vikings have an opening for starting right guard. Do you think you can compete for that job as a rookie?
I mean, that's my goal. I want to come in and start right away. So I want to definitely come in to work and strive for that spot and just work with my teammates, try to be the best offensive lineman as I can, and, go try and get a job.
Pat, have you crossed paths with Alex Boone at all? And if so, what are your impressions?
Yeah, so in the offseason, I train in the same place Alex Boone does, at O-line Performance in Phoenix, Arizona with Charles Bentley. And, what a guy that is. A leader, a natural leader, a great football player, and a great mentor to me. You can kind of tell he was a veteran the first day I walked in, and the dude has so much knowledge of the game and has already given me a bunch of information and what this whole process is about and just the whole NFL in general. So he's been great to me so far.
A lot of times when teams trade up, they get the feeling that someone else is after you. Were you in conversations with other teams prior to the Vikings telling you that they'd moved up and picked you?
No, I wasn't. My phone was silent all night until that phone call. So,
Pat, did Boone tell you anything just about the Vikings locker room or about the organization as a whole that gave you, positive feelings about coming here?
Yeah, he's been a few places, and he's definitely said that the Vikings are a very good organization. He likes it a lot. So just hearing that makes me excited about going there.
I think he said we have the best media here. I might have overheard that.
Yeah, I think that's what he said. I believe that's true.
I'm glad you could confirm that.
Yeah.
Pat, from a leadership standpoint, do you kind of take on that vocal leadership similar to what Alex does?
Yeah, I like to think I did at Ohio State, but that's not the approach I'm looking to come in and do as a rookie. As a rookie, I'm going to come in to work every day. I want to shut my mouth. I'm going to work as hard as I can and try to earn the respect from my teammates just by doing what I do. So that's my mentality going into it.
And thanks a lot,
Pat.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, guys.